Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. A week ago today, the USDA sent the markets in a tizzy with more corn acres in the U.S. and a lot fewer soybean acres. A soybean and corn farmer from Lovington, Illinois, is the chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council Board of Directors, Stan Bourne.
We had perfect planting conditions about the 10th of April. The dust was flying. People were really rolling, and there was a tremendous amount of both soybeans and corn that got put into the ground. We did have, following that week, a bit of cold weather that gave us some pause. And in fact, I waited an additional week. I waited till the week of the 17th of April before beginning planting. But regardless of that little delay, the ground temps stayed pretty warm. Emergence was very good. Had both soybeans and corn come out of the ground very evenly and off to a great start. We got some nice showers early in May, but throughout the month, we ended up with about half of the precipitation that we would normally expect. So by the end of May, it started to get a little bit dry. And so it just has kind of slowed down crop progress. Now, on the corn, it really didn't give us too much concern, because when the corn is small in that V3 to V6 stage, it doesn't take a lot of water. But as we got into June, both the corn and the beans really needed a drink. And we finally are getting some relief now, just at the end of June, first of July, to where we're getting some good rains. And I think it's really protecting the crop at this point. But off to a good start. I think there's been some of the top end that we've lost on both the soybean and corn crop. As far as old crop, sold out, both corn and soybeans, sold out last fall. And as far as the marketing strategy, I usually like to try to forward contract about a third of my crop, maybe even before it's planted. I usually start making some sales and February, March, and then maybe into May. This year I didn't. And in fact, I made my first sale just the other day after the WASDE report, when beans ran up a little bit. And I've got about, currently of my new crop beans, I've got about 15 to 17% on the board. Corn, I've got nothing.
Now you can compare to Stan Bourne, Chairman, U.S. Soybean Export Council. This has been Inside Agriculture. Let's do this again Monday morning right here, same time, same station.